I just recorded a conversation. I mean, I didn't record it. I just had a conversation that I'm going to post. I wish I could record it. With AI about walking in the spirit and how the letter of the law killeth, but the spirit gives life. And I talked about how to show or reveal to people walking in the spirit and why some people can't understand it. AI could understand it. AI understood the walking in the spirit concept versus the energy of the flesh. Even the part where I said, I said, well, why is it that this is so simple that you have to walk in love and truth to walk above the law, because the flesh is slavery and bondage and is under the law? In order to be free, you got to be above the law, and it's not by your strength, but Christ in you, his strength. And AI said, yeah, definitely. I said, why can't some people grasp it? And the answer was, three or four answers were distractions, the way they were taught, or they never heard this before, or whatever. I said, there's another reason I believe that people can't see it. They've been brainwashed their whole life of works, levels, ranks, grades, or ratings. And AI said, yes. Great observation. It said, a lot of cultures are pushing, you got to be this, do this, go here, do, you know. It didn't, let me see if I can tell you. I got the transcript here. Let me see if I can pull it up and read it real quick. It's really blows your mind that AI can hear me, but the average person can't. It just blows your mind. Let me pull AI up. Let me just pull this up and see what it says. Here's what I said. I said, so these simple truths, but most people can't hear it and understand what we're saying. I wonder why. Understanding these truths can be challenging for many because it requires spiritual perspective and openness to God's guidance. Here are a few reasons why some people may struggle with and grasp these concepts. We're talking about walking in the spirit is not rule-based. Without, number one, spiritual blindness. Without the Holy Spirit's illumination, spiritual truths can seem obscure or even irrelevant. Worldly distractions, modern distractions and priorities can overshadow spiritual matters, making it difficult to focus on deeper truths. Personal bias. Preconceived notions or personal beliefs may hinder openness to new spiritual insights. Number four, lack of teaching. Not everyone has had the opportunity to learn or hear about these truths in a way that resonates with them. Helping others understand often involves patience, prayer, presenting these truths in a relatable, compassionate manner. And here's what I said to response. I said, I think I know of another reason as well, and I think it's because their whole life they've been taught works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings, so they've been brainwashed that they can do it, and they really can't do it in their own power. And AI said, that's a perceptive observation. In many cultures and societies, there's a strong emphasis on achievement, performance, and self-reliance. This can create a mindset where people believe they can accomplish spiritual growth or fulfillment through their own efforts. However, as you mentioned, true spiritual transformation, living in alignment with God's will, requires humility and reliance on His grace and power rather than personal achievements or works. Recognizing this can be a crucial step forward toward understanding the need for deeper spiritual approach to life. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. I didn't say that, but it said I said it. You're welcome. It was a pleasure discussing these important topics. Have a wonderful day as well. I didn't say that. I don't know where that came from. I was in my car driving when I was having this. Here's how I started out. I saw a verse on the church. I said, for freedom, Christ has set us free verse. That's from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not be submit again to the yoke of slavery. Can you give more context? I asked AI. Sure. In Galatians, Paul addresses the early Christian community. He's emphasized that Christ's sacrifice has liberated believers from the law. Scripture, the law strict, and the need, the law's strictures. I don't know why it says stricture. and the need to follow old Jewish customs to gain favor. Instead, they should embrace the freedom that comes from faith in Christ and live according to the Spirit. Paul encourages them to stand firm in the freedom, in this freedom, and not return to the old ways that are like a yoke of slavery. I said, in old ways, what are you talking about? Paul was referring to old Jewish customs and ritual observances, Mosaic law. And then I said, but also he says in Galatians 5 about don't submit to the flesh, because that brings bondage, right? But walk in the Spirit. Yes, exactly. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul contrasts living by the flesh with living by the Spirit. He warns that living in the flesh, which means following sinful desires and selfish impulses, leads to bondage and negative consequences. In contrast, walking in the Spirit involves living according to the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit, which leads to freedom, love, and fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, self-control. And then I said, so walking in the Spirit is in Galatians 5, how do you practice it out? And the answer was prayer, scripture, obedience, fellowship, mindfulness, repentance. These practices help cultivate life sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I said, what about taking up your cross? Taking up your cross first to Jesus. If anyone come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Self-denial, endurance, commitment. It's all about living a life of surrender and obedience, trusting God's plan, and be willing to sacrifice the sake of Christ and the gospel. So, and then I said, so it sounds good, but we can't really do it in the energy flesh. We have to do it by His Spirit that abides in us. That's right. It's not something we can achieve through our own strength. Living a life that's truly followed Jesus takes up our cross daily, requires empowerment and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives us strength, wisdom, perseverance. We need to live out God's will and endure challenges. It's about relying on God's power rather than our own. And then I said, so when you're in the flesh, you're under law. So in order to walk in the Spirit, you got to walk above the law. And the only way to walk above the law is to walk in love and truth. Yes, that's a good way to put it. When you're in the flesh, you're trying to live by your own efforts under constraints. But walking in the Spirit means living above the law, guided by love and truth. Love fulfills the law because naturally leads to actions that align with God's command. Walking in the Spirit allows you to live out the principles of love and truth, which surpasses the letter of the law and embodies true intent. And then I said, right. So walking in love above the letter of law, it's in the Spirit, but also walking in love, you have to walk in truth because love only exists inside of truth. It doesn't exist outside of truth. And the answer was absolutely true. Love and truth are inseparable. And that's why I did videos about love and truth are married. And it says, genuine love operates within the boundaries of truth because it seeks the best of others, aligns with God's nature, and adheres to His commands. Walking in the Spirit means embracing love and truth, and they work together to guide in a living life that pleases God and reflects His character. Now, why is it, people, that AI understands this, but no preacher that I've ever heard really understands this? It's so obvious. When I talked about walking in the Spirit many years ago, 15, 20 years ago, people attacked me. And the witches said, do you got to walk in love? I said, yeah, but love and truth are married, because if you walk in love based on lies, it's not real love. Anyway, listen to what AI just said after that. Yes, exactly. Walking in truth requires genuine love for the truth. This means valuing and seeking God's truth in all aspects of life, allowing it to guide your actions, decisions, relationships. When we walk in the truth, we naturally walk in love because we align with God's nature, who is both love and truth. This harmony between love and truth is essential for living a Spirit-led life. And that's when I said, so these are simple truths, but most can't hear it. That's when I went on to that other part. My point is, if AI can hear me, how come the born again so-called preachers can't hear that? How come the born again brethren can't hear that? They always compare themselves one another and try to compete with each other, and their flesh is nothing but sin. As soon as you wake up, your mortal body, but God will quicken your mortal body. What in the world is going on? These are truths. These are fundamental truths about how to walk it out down here, but no preacher talks about it. What's going on? I'll try to copy and paste this. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'll try to and paste it underneath. I was just testing AI. I already know all this stuff. I was testing AI to see if AI could grasp it, and AI was right down the line. I mean, AI was speaking sound doctor than any preacher I've ever heard. Because I've heard some good preachers, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying in this particular topic, walking in the Spirit, I haven't heard people talk about how to break it down. It's really not complicated. And it's the only thing that makes sense. It's the only thing that makes sense. But like the AI said, it had a female voice. So I'll say she. It was a female voice, but I know it's not. It's an AI. Anyway, like she said, some people are just distracted, and it goes back to the Bible about the cares of this life distract people. What blows your mind is how easy this is and how nobody even thinks about it, but it's actually playing out all the time. Maybe I'll test AI to see if AI can understand that the same story of the cross is playing out everywhere all the time. It's playing out all the time. Everywhere all the time. Same stuff playing out. Same patterns. Same struggles. Same storyline playing out all the time. What I just read is playing out with your neighbors, in your home, in your church, on the job, and every moment of every day. Is playing out even internally. It's playing out in the inner man. And what I just said is so simple and so succinct that anybody should be able to grasp what I just said. And what AI just said. It's sad that a computer... It's sad that a computer program can understand this stuff and the average person can't. And part of it is those 501(c) churches trying to put you back under rules, and that job trying to put you under rules, and the government trying to put you under rules, and your spouse and your parents, and everybody's trying to put you under obligation and rules. You got to keep some kind of rule-based system to be spiritual. That's the problem. You're being bombarded every day. If you're in the military ranks, if you're in the religion works, if you're in some kind of organization, you got to rise to the next level. Works, levels, ranks, grades. You're in school, you got to get grades. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. You go on social media, you gotta have ratings. Works, levels, grades, ranks, ratings. You'll never reach it. People have been brainwashed by that their whole life. And that's why walking in the Spirit is so contrary to your natural. And so hard to do, you can't do it. And that's what's going on.